Parshas Baaloscha. Powerful Parsha messages. So we'll start just within a general thought of the Parsha. Start from the end. What happens at the end of the Parsha? The end of the Parsha, it's the big Parsha of Lashon Hara. Right? That Miriam and Aaron speak Lashon Hara about Moshe. Important to learn the Chafetz Chaim. That it has an amazing piece, because in the middle here, in the middle of the end of this parsha, it says, "Vayish Moshe anav ma'od mikol adam." So a lot of people, when they talk about who's your favorite leader, who's your leader in Jewish history, and people quote Moshe Rabbeinu. So some people say the reason is because he was an anav. Some people say because he couldn't deal, in his formative years, he couldn't deal with the injustice that's going on. He didn't sit quiet. It's the beginning of his... But some people say because he's an anav. Now, what's so interesting is that where it's placed. And that's what the Chafetz Chaim, in his Sefer, when he talks about that, he mentions that there are Moni HaMitzvot that says, Vayish Moshe anav ma'od mikol adam. That's actually the myth. How do I know that I have to be an anav? Some say that this is the pasuk, the Rambam would say, and other Moni HaMitzvot, that this is the source. It's actually a mitzvah I say to be an anav, and we learn it from here. That's how some learn this pasuk, Ish Moshe anav ma'od mikol adam. However, the Chafetz Chaim, I think it always blew me away how he understood it. If you open up the Chafetz Chaim just for a second, into the Asays, beginning of the Asays. Okay, it's page Lamed Vav. You got it? Chafetz Chaim says, when a person speaks Lashon Hara, you have to know it's a mitzvah Asay. I started a different source until you came. That the concept of Ish Moshe Anav Ma'od, some say it's a mitzvah asay. The Chafetz Chaim learns the pasuk very, very. He says overall, Zeh, he talks about the mitzvah asay of Zachor Tashir Asa Hashem Elokecha L'Miriam Baderech. It's a pasuk in Parshas Ki Tetzeh. I had a question this week. I had a chavrusa with Seth Jacobs this week. It's a major question. I don't have an answer yet. Happy to hear if anybody has an answer. Which is Zachor, it's a mitzvah to say. It's not just Balev. The Medrash says that Shamor. Zachor means you have to say it. And we know that it's what? It's Zachor at Asher Asal Chamalek. Zachor at Yom HaShabbat L'Kadosho. Zachor Yetziat Mitzrayim. All of those, it's a mitzvah to say to talk about it. Here, the Ramban, in the Chafetz Chaim quotes the Ramban, that it's a mitzvah to say every morning. I have to do a Negel Vasser. To do what? To say, I have to watch out with how I'm going to speak. What's fascinating is the Rambam brings it down in all the different mitzvot asays. Kuf pei, hey, kuf, all different things. What he doesn't bring down is this one. And I don't know why. He doesn't bring down in the Sefer HaMitzvot, Zachor, in Perichov Dalet, Pasuk Tet. Zachor, Tashir, Asa, Hashem, Elkech, L'Miriam, Baderech. I'm not sure why. He mentions it in Hilchos Tumas Vitzaras, and he talks about Hidboninu, which we'll do right now, to think about how bad it is, meaning why, how bad it is. This is what the Chafetz Chaim says. She's hira Torah bazeh. Shiniskor bapet tamid. You should be mentioning it always. And the tremendous punishment that Tzadeket Miriam Neviah got. Listen what he says. Shalo dibra elo ba'achia. She only spoke to her brother. Asher ahavtu nafsha. She loved him. Nafsho kinafsha. Gidaltua birkeha. Just understand how much. She raised him. Sikna atzma latzila min hayam. Just understand, she endangered herself to save him. Hilo dibra bignuto. The only gnut, she didn't say he's a loser, she didn't say he's a geek, she didn't say. All she said was that he's equal to all the other nevim. Velo dibra bifanav sheevosh. She didn't speak in front of him to embarrass him. Lo bifnei rabim, it wasn't public. Think about all the different scenarios. Rak beina levein achia kadosh, it was privately, and it was done what we would call l'shem shemayim. And here's the clincher. How does the Chafetz Chaim understand the end? Vayish Moshe anav ma'od mikol adam. Why is it brought here? It seems to be a non sequitur. Why over here? So many other times, tell me by Maimon Har Sinai, v'gam b'cha yaminu l'olam. You know why they're going to believe in you as Moshe Rabbeinu? Because you're an Anav, just like the Torah was given at an Ahar of Aniva, so to Moshe, you're an Anav. That can make sense. Why here in the middle of the Lashon Hara story does it tell me Va'ish Moshe Anav Mo'od? Explains the Chafetz Chaim Pshat in the Pasuk. V'lhu lo ikpid. It's telling me of how great and egregious is the chait of Lashon Hara. V'hu lo ikpid al kol ha'dvarim ma'ilu. How do I know he wasn't makpid? Not only did she not do it publicly and she loved him and all this, he doesn't care. How do I know he didn't care? Shneamar va'ish Moshe anav ma'od. Chafetz Chaim learns this pasuk to say like he didn't care. And anav is a person who is not looking to take things to heart that way. He didn't care. Despite all of this, all of her ma'asim tovim didn't help and she got saras. And therefore he says kal v'chomer to other people, lo alinu, or just what they say, shil shul hapeh, which is what in English? Shil shul hapeh, you know what that is? Peh is the mouth. Blabber mouth is good. Shil shul is actually, you know what shil shul is? Shil shul is diarrhea of the mouth. Diarrhea of the mouth.
I'm not going to get that one.
Shil shul hapeh. It's a kal v'chomer, what he calls b'nei adam atipshim. So it's a very, very important Chafetz Chaim to be able for us to learn. So again, I don't know the answer to the Rambam, why the Rambam doesn't list it as a mitzvah asei. For me, it's tzarachi and katan gadol. I'm going to ask somebody. I asked Rav Eger, he didn't know. Definitely want to ask. But at the same time, you see the importance of watching yourself, and even though, again, it tells me about the end of the parsha, Ish Moshe Anav Ma'od, that the Anivus is telling me that I'm not Makpid, but I always like to tell people that there's a Gemara, and the Rama brings down Hilchos Deis also, that says, Hane'elavim ve'inam molvim, that there's a person where you get insulted, but you don't insult back. It's a certain high level. The question is, how do you do that? How do you do that? Rav Kook, in his Sefer Midot HaRaya, has an unbelievable mashal to help us do that. Which is, he says, there are times in life that we get accolades that we don't deserve. We don't deserve the compliments. People think you're so great, but if they really knew that, they would not think I'm great. So instead of rejecting those compliments, keep it in your safe deposit bank. Keep it there. And then when somebody insults you, and what? You don't deserve that insult. So then what happens? You take that, that's a withdrawal over there. Right? It's a certain very interesting psychological, practical, economic model to help you have the midos. Have the midos to help you. Because, oh, this person just messed with me? Forget about it. I'm going to social blog him and social shame him and you name it. He's mincemeat. I'm going to Twitter him, for those people who are basketball fans. I'm going to have other Twitter accounts to really make sure, to really let him have it. Fake. Right? That's not the way we believe. We believe, and therefore, it's not just, wow, the guy's such a tzaddik, he's not a human. He's a machine. He gets insulted. Rav Kook says, no, we understand that people have to be people. At the same time, you have to find the strategies to work on yourself that even if a person insults you, you're not able just to go and you're going to bury the guy. Okay? That's the end of the parsha. Let's now go to the middle of the parsha. The middle of the parsha is one of my favorite pieces of Torah, is what I started learning with Meir this week. I learned the Lubavitcher Rebbe with him on this. What? It felt like last week, right? It was on Sunday, if I'm not mistaken, right? Monday, Sunday? I promise Sunday. It was Sunday. Perek Tes is Pesach Sheni. Why is it one of my favorite pieces? Is it one of my favorite marals? Okay? That says what? That if you look at it, chapter 9, it's out of order. It's out of order. Why? Vayidaber Hashem Moshe b'midbar Sinai b'shana ha'shenit. Let's say Tami Eretz Mitzrayim b'chodesh harishon le'mor. So it's the second year of leaving Egypt, but it's what? It's the first month. If you look at the first pasuk in Bamidbar, it's again b'shana ha'shenit, that's when they're counting Bnei Yisrael, but it's not the first month, it's the second month. So that's why Rashi asks in the second source, Parsha Shabarosha Sefer lo nemra ad iyar. The beginning in Perek Aleph was the second month. Here in chapter 9, Pesach Sheni is the first month. Lamadata she'in seder mukdamu mukhar batorah. V'lama lo patach bizu. So if that's true, so number one is we know that it's seder, the Tanakh and the Torah is not a history book. That's not what it's here for. At the same time, as much as Rashi's Shita is, that there is no order that way, but there is an order. Hashem put it in this way for a reason. Now, it's not telling me that it's chronologically not in order, but there is an order. The whole machlokas, we're going to get to Yitro soon, about Yitro, about whether it's Ein Mukdam U'Mukhar B'Torah, the whole concept of Yitro, by Yishma Yitro and his, the whole story over there at before, in Shemot chapter 18, before Shemot chapter 19 and chapter 20, right? Whether it's Ein Mukdam U'Mukhar B'Torah, even if you hold it's out of order, the bottom line is the Tanakh is written in that way to tell me something about Kabbalah Satorah, about Yitro beforehand. And there are different reasons. For example, Vayishma Yitro, to tell me that you have to, that to be able to get to Mount HaTorah, you have to learn Shmia maybe from Yitro, that he internalized, as opposed to all other nations who didn't internalize the Kriyat Yam Suf, right? Where everyone, they heard it, but yeah, it was just a happening. It was a Chavaya, right? Yitro is a person who was Shomea and internalized it. That's like one lesson that they give all the lessons about it. So to over here, granted, it's not in the order. But what's the reason? The bottom line is, so if that's true, asked Rashi, Velama lo patach bazu. So granted, okay, you tell me it doesn't have to be, but there's a reason. So why did Pesach Sheni not start in the first, if chronologically, why not? It's got to be a reason. Answers Rashi, Mibnei Shehu Gnutan Shel Yisrael. This is the gnut of Yisrael. Gnut means this is talking negatively about Am Yisrael. And the beginning starts, speaks about positive. Why is this negative? Shekol arim shana shayu Yisrael bamidbar lo ikrivu el pesach zalbavad. For the 40 years in the desert, they only brought this korban. And the question that Tosfos in Meseches Kiddushin, the Maharal quotes it, Daf Lamed Zayin, is what's the gnut? What's the problem here? They're only chayev where? In Eretz Yisrael. The Pasuk in Parshas Bo says, Vaya kitavo el ha'aretz. That's when you bring the Korban Pesach. So what's the gnut that they didn't bring it? The only reason Tosfos says that they brought it during that time is because God told them to. It was a Horash Shah. So what is the gnut here? What's so bad that they didn't what? What's so bad that they didn't bring it? I should have started here. So Tosfos has an answer. Tosfos has an answer. That says what? Look at over here. Tirtzu b'Tosfos. Tosfos says, "Kivon shebishvil chet am nishtu b'amidbar, im kein hayinu gnut shalahem, shel mali chet am hayu." It's the end of the first paragraph, source 3. Shel mali chet am hayu ba'im la'aretz miyad. So what does he say? What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says it's because of the chet of the meraglim, meaning in essence they shouldn't have been there for 40 years. And therefore, we should have done what? We should have done the Pesach much earlier. But because we sinned, that's the chet. That's, and therefore, as a result of that, it's a gnut that we were not able to do the Korban Pesach because of our chataim. However, there are different other interpretations. Says the Maharal. The Maharal explains a very important yesod in halacha. I learned with Meir the Lubavitcher Rebbe. We learned a whole sicha about this. That basically says the gnut is that within is that if they really wanted it, then they should have done it. Like the Pesach Sheni shows them that lama nigara, meaning it's true that in active the chiyuv is only what. The Chiyuv was only in Eretz Yisrael. But Pesach Sheni shows that if they really wanted to do it, they would have done it. So that's what both the Shem and Atov and Lubavitcher Rebbe both say. That's the second pshat of what the Gnut is. The third pshat is the Gurari. The Gurari is literally a Yisod. For you to remember this Yisod, because it's very important, both in Hashkafa and in Halacha. Ready? As follows. Ulefi dati ein sarich. What don't you need? Sha'af imhu patur min ha-mitzvah. It's a very important yesod. Even if a person is exempt, or because, whether it's because he's just patur, or he's an ones. Ones or patur? Say what? You say, I'm patur. I mean, many of us, what happens? There's a certain level of, oh, I'm patur, and therefore I don't have to do it. So what does he say? No. The bottom line is he didn't do it. Gnut hulo. The bottom line is he didn't do it. Halachically, you're fine. But the bottom line is he didn't do it. Sof sof lo asu ha-mitzvah kama shanim shayu ba-midbar. I'm potter. But that doesn't mean that that's the most legit, the most ideal way. It's a gnut because the mitzvah didn't get done. Shekol mishu patur min ha-mitzvah machmat shu ones. Gnayu lo shelo asa mitzvah. It's a gnai. I mean, for example, you could say, look, I'm exhausted. And I get home, and I was doing a mitzvah, whatever it is, and it's 12:30 at night. And for me to drive to a minyan in Maariv in England, it's 25 minutes now. So I'm potter. I don't have to drive 25 minutes. I wasn't lazy. There was no Maariv minyan at this time. I was doing chesed at that point. So one could say, halachically, I only have to go 18 minutes, 25 minutes. You could say potter. But it's a gnai. Is it a gnai for your neshama? It's a gnai for your, for who you are and who you're going to be as a Jew, a religious Jew that way, not to go to that minyan, not to do the mitzvah. That's potter. In the scales of Shemayim, no one's saying you did an aveira there. But there's a real problematic piece that you're not doing the mitzvah. I asks the Gur Aryeh, Rav Yehuda Lowy of Prague, don't we have a rule that says onus rachmana patre? Onus rachmana patre, which means what? You're an onus. And if you're an onus, you're pater. You're pater. The Torah, rachmana patre, you're pater. What do you do with that halachic principle? Here, answers the Gur Aryeh, that's only lenient patur mina onish. Onus rachmani patre means it's a patur onshim. It's a patur that you don't get punished. Aval mikomakom gnayu lo, it's still frowned upon. It's frowned upon shelo asa mitzvah v'hayelo schus. As if you would have done the mitzvah, it's a schus. It's true you're not going to get punished. But you would have had a schus. And what I said schus is the matter of a certain refining, because that's what mitzvahs are. And if you would have done that tefillah, the kan lo yelam schut oto mitzvah. Devada imnenas v'lo asa pesach af agav de potter min ha'onesh mikomokom in lo schut v'schar oto mitzvah. And that's what the Gemara talks about. The Gemara talks about a suma being potter min ha'mitzvah. The suma is potter. The Gemara thought, Rabbi Yehuda, Kiddushin daf lamed aleph. Right? You guys are learning Kiddushin also. Am I right? Yeah. I think it was Rabbi Yehuda. Daf lamed aleph. That talks about that he was blind. And they thought, they open up. If I'm not mistaken, maybe I could be wrong on the daf. And Rabbi Yosef is also blind.
No, Rabbi Yosef.
Yeah. Where it talks about Gadol Mitzuva V'Osei Yotim Zer. Laman Aleph, no?
Yes.
Suma Patev and Amitzvah. Laman Aleph, I'm not crazy. It's not Rabbi Yehuda, though. It's Rabbi Yosef. I was closer. Omer Rabbi Yosef. Meirej Ha'av Amino. Laman Aleph, Rabbi Yosef. Not bad. Laman Aleph, I'm not crazy. Rabbi Yosef. Meirej Ha'av Amino Man Dehava Omer Li Halacha Ki Rabbi Yehuda. I told you I'm not crazy. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who said Suma Patev and Amitzvah. I'm good. Once in a while, I'm decent. Once in a while.
Was he blind? Or?
Rabbi Yehuda wasn't blind. Rabbi Yosef was blind. That was my thing. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who said, Suma is part of the mitzvahs. And Rabbi Yosef is the one who was blind. Rabbi Yosef, may raise the havamina. Wow, the guy who told me that the halacha is Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Sama Pitim mitzvahs. Avid yomtif the Rabbana. I did a yomtif. Why? The halom mifkadra. Because I'm not commanded. I'm potter, but still va'avina, because gadol mitzuba, right? So now what? I'm not chayiv, but I'm still doing it. Kishmak, right? So now I'm volunteering. But a hashtra that I know that Rabbi Chanina says gadol mitzuba v'osa yotem mishin mitzuba v'osa adarab. It's worse. Man d'amr li ein li alach Rabbi Yehuda. I do a yontif for the rabbanim, which means you have this tension. Which means on one level, you would think that if I'm potter and I'm doing it. Right? Suma is potter mina mitzvos. Right? So you would think that's not a gnai, I'm potter. Yoter tov that you should be chayiv. And that's the end thing. It's better to be chayiv because why? Like we had said, because of, it's just a p'tur onshim. But it's a gnut because what mitzvos are supposed to be doing, the potency of you really doing a mitzvah and how it affects you is very, very important. And sometimes, again, with pictures and everything, cheapens it. How many times I did a mitzvah And I tell you how hard it is. I did a mitzvah that was moser nefesh. And I haven't told a person that I did that mitzvah for. I haven't told them. It was a mitzvah. It's so hard because you just want to get that satisfaction from somebody, whatever it is. No, you do it for the mibneishu emet, as the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva. You do it for the right things. The mitzvah there are supposed to refine you. And that's why if they didn't do it, it's a gnut. So that's three interpretations of the gnut for Rashi. The next piece, which is an amazing piece, is two different interpretations where we talk about in Revi of the Parsha, we have the mitzvah of Tkiyar Chatzotrop and Mikdash of Melchama, which is what? There's a mitzvah that say, Litkoa b'chatzotrop b'mikdash b'chol yom. The Sefer HaChinuch mitzvah Shin Pei Dal. To blow the chatzotrop in the mikdash every day, when you bring a korban, any korban, Litkoa b'chatzotrop. And if you're learning Maseches Rosh Hashanah, you have to figure out what's the difference between chatzotrop and a shofar. Okay? Ukmo kein b'shat atzarot. And this is our parsha. This is, I was going to give you this also, but I decided not to. Shneemar, v'chitavo milchama ba'artzachem al atzar atzoreretchem. According to the Ramban, that's the source. That even, what do people say? It's part of the famous Amos Shirim next year. Famous machlokas between the Rambam and Ramban about tefillah. That the Rambam holds it's the Raisa, and the Ramban says it's the Rabbanon, but that's not the part that's famous Amos. Why? The Ramban, even the Ramban who says it's the Rabbanon, agrees that what? There is a time that's d'oraisa. Two times. Shas Atzar. That's this week's parsha. V'chitavo milchama l'atzar atzoreretzchem. Okay, the Ramban agrees that b'shas tzaros. When you have war going on, you have siege, you have famine, you have a mitzvah of l'tko b'chatz throat, and also mitzvah of tefillah. That's the Ramban. The one that's not as well known is the Ramban also says, it's a parsha emor, I think I mentioned this also in chapter 23, that the Ramban says, even davening, where? By tefillah, by Shabbat and Yom Tov. Mikra Kodesh, the Ramban agrees that it's tefillah, that it's d'oraisa also. But we move ahead in the Sefer HaChinuch. He says, there's a mitzvah I say to blow the chatzotrot on these korbanot. Look at line 3, source 4. Afa pishi yizira katuf. Because then it continues, goes on. It says, v'yom simchatchem moadechem uvrashei chachechem. Sounds like in the pasuk that it's only on the Yom Tovs and the Rosh Chodesh that you blow the chatzotrot. How do you know it's every single day? That's his question. How do I know? It says only on Yom Simcha Moed Rosh Chodesh. It says with Lav Davka. Really, b'chol Yom they would blow in the Mikdash chatzotrot and the Korban. That's what the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says. Hakol Chayim Tekilah V'Shofar Kohanim Levim Yisraelim. And the Gemara then talks about how it's every single day. Now, Kol Hashona Kula, the Gemara says, every day there's a chatzotrot in the Mikdash. Now look at the Shor Sheh Mitzvah. What is behind this mitzvah? Really important idea for those people that are litvaks. It's hard for them to hear this chatzotrot, but even litvaks, they understand the importance sometimes. Bishor Sheh Mitzvah, lefi shebishat korban, hayutzrichim lechavein da'atam yafeh be'inyano. You need to have the proper kavana. Kamo sheyadu shu nifsam, we know that you have wrong machshavos, it could be possible. The gamkin tzarich ha-korban kavana shleima. Lifnei Adon HaKol Shetzivanu Alav. What happens? We need the korban. What do we need? Gamkin tzarich ha-korban kavana shleima. Lifnei Adon HaKol Shetzivanu Alav. You with me? You need a proper kavana. The gamkin be'eta tzara. When's another time people have problems focusing? Tzaros. Tzarich adam kivun gadol bitchanano lifnei baro. You have to have the proper command. I thought about that today when I gave over the Dvar Torah. That what was Moshe's tefillah? And not only is it succinct, Kel na refan Allah at the end of the parasha, but how is it? It's not just that he was mitpalel. It's not only that it's vayet etar that he davened a lot. What did it come from? The Medrash points it out also vayitzak. It came out from pain. It came out that he really cared about his sister. Right, so too over here. You need to have you need to have that proper kavana. That Hashem, please have the proper rachamim, save from the tzara. And therefore, what do you have to do to help you get that kavana? Not drugs. Lachain, not smoking, not drinking. Those are all external. What do they call it? Opiates? External.
Isn't that a specific thing?
That may be specific. An external.
Opioid.
An external help. No. For lachin, it's davinu betkiat hachatzotrot b'timelu. We blow the chatzotrot. Why? Lefi sha'adam yoto bal chomer. Man is made up of a physical makeup. Sarichit orut gadol advarim. We need to be woken up. Ki ateva mibli meir yamod ki ashen. Because nature, without that wake-up call, sleeps. Vein davar yareu. There is nothing that awakens you more than a call of a niggun. To be honest, this is the niggun of the week. This is the idea. To be able to call us a niggun. Yadua adavar. The kol shekein the kol chatzotzrotz, which is the kol gadol. That in itself would what? Would it be mitorer you to be able to have the proper kavana and to get away from your slumber. Now, what's unbelievable, Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch says you see it in the name. What is the chatzotzrot? Really beautiful, the etymology of the word. Explains Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch, source number 5. You want to know what the shorish of chatzotzrot is? What's chatzotzrot in English? It's called a trumpet, right? In Hebrew, says Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch, I saw this, I loved it. It's chatzer. What's chatzer in English? Courtyard. What's pshat? So he says, Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch says, "In safek shashorish hu chatzer." V'nichpala ota shniyah. This is dikduk. That when you have a dagesh chazak, you double that. That's why it's chatzotzrot. It's really chatzer, but because of the dagesh chazak, it becomes a double tzaddik. Chatzora, and we see it in Divrei Yamin. Mechatzitzerim b'makom mechatzrim. And he explains, what is the chatzer? What's the courtyard? What's a courtyard? It's something, it's an area that surrounds the main area, right? Saviva krovasha merkaz roshi. He makifata merkaz. It surrounds the center and it's mishamesh oto. And it services it. What is chatzer? Litzor chatzer misaviv la'atzmo. What's that? Oh, there is a restaurant also. I haven't done it. Is that any good? Exactly. That's why I don't know about it. I've never gone to... We haven't done it in a while. That was what's called? That was with... That was the shawarma place? Once. That's not bad. I went there once with you. Yeah. So look what he says. I forgot that. Bahashalali. I didn't know it was the name of Chatzer. Bahashalali Kli Negina. He says now in the same concept of what? Of Kli Negina. That's Chatzer. Lahashmiya kol, this chatzer is to do what? To bring over a voice, ke'otu k'siman la'achirin, as an ode to others, to do what? Hachatzotzrot is the kli that's mashmiya this kol, shari mashmut kol hachatzotzrot hu korei la'achirin. He calls to others, lefanot, el mashmiya kol, to what? To go, and pay attention. To what? Nimsa shatokeh nasem merkaz. He blows us to get people, just like the Sefer Achinuch just says, to surround him. Kol achotzra yotzer chatzer. So interesting, right? You say, you know, a lot of people when they blow, you know, I'm not a good whistler, but the idea is to go get a circle to get focused on what the person in the middle is going to say. That's what the chatzotzra is. The chatzotzra is a kli to a creation of a chatzer, to call others to be focused on whatever is going to be said. Arkan the chatzotzra. I want to do one more shot, which is there's a very interesting. If you open up the psukim. Usually I bring in the psukim. I'm sorry, I didn't bring in the psukim. You have the Tanakh over there? There's a Tanakh over there. Okay, Dvar, yeah, just Tanakh, it's fine. There we go. You have a Bamidbar over there. You have another one?
I think Hamlet's kind of nice.
Is there a Torah there? There you go. To open up in the middle of the parsha, we'll talk something that really... there's so many great things in this parsha. We've touched on a couple of them. One of them here is the small cup of psukim of Hashem. One second. In... Right before the opposite nuns, the Sefer Bifnei Atzmo, Pasuk Chavtet to Pasuk Lamed Dalet. This is literally, we're traveling. We had just finished the Chatzotzrot, right? We're traveling with the Nesiim. And then what happens? Pasuk Chavtet. Vayomer Moshe L'Chovav. Who's Chovav? Ben Ru'uel Hamidjani. Chotei Moshe. So now you know who he is. Who's the Chotein of Moshe? Who's the father-in-law of Moshe? Yitro. It's got different names. Chazal talk about the different names. Chovav is that he's beloved. Nosim anachnu. El amakom. Asher amar Hashem. Oto atein lachem. We're going to the place which God said, this is what I'm giving you. He says, Lecha itanu veitavnu lach. Come with us. We'll be with you. Ki Hashem diber tov al Yisrael. Because Hashem spoke good about Yisrael, and you're part of it. You're part of this. Vayomer elav lo elech. If you think about it, this is very much, it's a mini, which you'll see in a second, the antithesis, 180 degrees, of the Lech Lecha story by Avram Avinu. What's the language of Avram? Lech Lecha, me'aretzecha, me'molaretcha, right? What do we have over here? Vayomri lav lo elich, ki em alartzi, v'molaretzi elich. Yitro says, no, I'm going back to Midian. Vayomer, he pleads with him, al na. Naz, please, right? Ta'azovotanu, do not forsake us. Ki alkein yadata chanotenu bamidbar. This, you know, as we encamp bamidbar, here's the words I want to focus on. Vayita lanu le'inayim. And you were, there's three different interpretations within Rashi. Number one is, Vayita lanu, it sounds like it's Lashon Avar, whether it's Avar or Atid, it's two different opinions in Rashi. Le'inayim, you were for us or you will be for us, eyes. And then he says, Vaya, ki telech imanu, when he'll come with us, Vaya, tovahu, asher yitev Adonai, imanu, ve'itavnu lachinu, be with us. And you'll get all the good. What's fascinating is there's no response after that, which is so interesting. It's not like Yitro says no or yes. The Torah goes silent. All it says is Vayisu Mehar Hashem, and Torah doesn't say whether he comes with us, he doesn't come with us. Is, first of all, just interesting. There's no response after the second approach. But what does it mean, Vayita Lanu Le'inayim? What does it mean? What do you think it means? That Yitro is going to be the eye, either he was the eyes for us, or he will be the eyes for us. What's the symbolism that he's the eyes for us? What do you say? What do you think it means?
In fact, he's a large role. He was, so Inayim, he, so how, he made a big difference. Or
but why Inayim? Why Inayim? Vaya, you could be my lave. You could be.
You could say he's looking out for like the whole recommendation of Moshe.
Yafeh. So that would be one shot. Vayita, if it was in the past, look, you were Einayim, which means that you gave good advice. You told us that we have to make sure our judicial system is more effective. So we need you to continue giving good advice. That could be one shot. That would be one shot in Rashi. You were Einayim for us. You helped us. And we need you in Eretz Yisrael. You're part of us. We need your sagacious advice. Sometimes the advice, the best advice is for, why do you have a board? Organizations have boards. Sometimes people on the outside who are not as invested can be able to see something that the person who's so invested and has a internal bias cannot, because they're so invested in it. So you have a what we call an objective board to be able to give good advice. Good? That's the concept. Everyone with me? So that's one shot. But what else can it be? Let's say it's talking about the future. Vayita lanu einayim, according to Rashi, in the future you're going to be the eyes for us. What does that mean?
Helping us go into Eretz Yisrael.
So help us. How do you help us? Maybe it means that he was Mr. Moriderach. Right? He knew. He was Mr. Yagilu Nyalozu, Mr. A, what is it called? Aleph Haridi, right? Aleph Chalutz. You know what I'm talking about? Going into Holland, you know, like, into the schmutz. No, you don't use any of those expressions? Yes, you do in B'nai Akiva. Ask Michael Ransberg. Aleph Haridi, he knows.
Oh, yeah, it says right here. And as much as you know our encampment.
Right, so you know it? And that's what you see. It'd be the Mori Derech. It'd be the Mori Derech. What's the problem with that? If you look at that, the Rabbeinu Bachai in the second source says, what does that mean to be the Mori Derech? I don't need a Mori Derech. You know who's the Mori Derech for Am Yisrael? Who's the best ways for Am Yisrael that I don't need Yitro to be the Mori Derech? God.
Oh, I know.
Right? God. You know why God? It says, Al Pi Hashem Yisu, and Al Pi Hashem Yachanu. So, right? We don't need him. That's the Rabbeinu Bachai's question. What does he answer? So then he answers. Rabbeinu Bachai answers it. Ava Moshe Amar Kain, Kedei L'Chazek Leiv Ktanei Amona. People who are not at the level, and therefore you have to deal with the people who are not at the level of with God. And therefore, once again, Asher Libam Aya Yoter Minachem Mitchazek B'Manich Basar Vadam. They said, okay, I need a mortal flesh to lead us, to be able to do that. What were you going to say?
Didn't everyone see the Anan?
Again, they could see. Again, that's what I said. They saw Al Pi Hashem through that Nam, through that Muda Ish.
If you've been going X amount and here about Bar, I mean Baal HaTzvah, and now,
we're still in year number two. We're not even in year number two.
2 years.
Right now, we've discussed year number one and year number two. Right, we're about to hear Vayisumei Har Hashem is after almost 2 years in the Midbar. Then we're going to skip 40 years. Right, Bamidbar is the whole Sefer Bamidbar discusses year one, year two, and year 40. 38 years in the middle, nothing discussed because of the chait. There's a certain silence or a lack of communication. Okay. So that's Rabbeinu Bachai that says, so Yitro of Vienayim for those people, which is an important idea. I'll tell you that some people didn't want to have assistant rabbis in America. Very, very popular Rav said, I didn't want to have an assistant rabbi. You know why I don't have an assistant rabbi? Because their thought was, if I have an assistant rabbi, then people are going to start asking him the easier questions. Shulchan Aruch, Tzitzis, and these type of things. And then when you get to the more complicated questions of Nida and all these type of things and all the other type of pastoral care, they're not going to have that relationship with me. Therefore, they're not going to be able to go. Meaning, that's the opposite of this. Meaning, what we said over here is at least let them have what? At least let them have a Yitro, at least let them have some guidance. Right? Even though they had a Kaddish Baruch Hu leading them, let them have some Sinor, some pipe, some direction to help, some director to help direct them. Rashi brings down a third pshat. What's Rashi's third pshat of Einayim? He brings down from what? Chaviv, right?
Oh, here.
Yeah, the third pshat in Rashi. We said that one pshat in Rashi is that it was the past, like he did in the past. One is in the future because he's a Mori Derech. What's the third pshat?
Third pshat is that he would be dear.
He'll be Chaviv K9.
As our own eye.
Right?
It says you shall love him.
Right. The idea is what? That you should know, stay with us because you are beloved. The Einayim is just like the preciousness. Basically, some people are not going to take care of some parts of their body, whatever it is. The eye, basically, don't mess around. A person is swelling up their foot, okay, they'll say, big deal, I'll walk through it. If something's going on with your eye, you better watch out. And the cornea, you know what I'm saying? You watch out. There's a certain, and therefore he says, "Va'avtem et hager." There's a certain love. So then, "Va'ita lanu le'inayim." We love you, just like the eye. We're so careful. So do we want to be so careful for you? Two other interpretations. Another interpretation that's brought down is that it would be a chilul Hashem, and that's what the Das Kanim and others bring down. Source number six. Source number six is "Kialkin yadata chanotinu bamidbar perush al korchach anim mechale panecha." Moshe, the second time coming, is I beg you, please, don't go from us. Why? You saw all the miracles and that Hashem did for us. Vayita lanu le'inayim, and you saw with your own eyes. And therefore what? Sha'ro'im otcha, you know, vayita lanu le'inayim, people are going to see you. And what? And the question is, are you staying with us or are you going with us? To be chilul Hashem, right? You saw all the gedulot of Hashem, the tova on you, and now you're gonna leave chilul Hashem. The Ksav Kabbalah, Rav Mecklenburg, says a different pshat. He says the last source in front of you. He says an unbelievable pshat. He says it's a yisod about your. I think about your responsibility right now, which means there are certain people and within your age group now that you're going to be able to connect to and be a real ambassador for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Rav Nemetzal can't. Rav Nemetzal might be on a higher level than you. I'd probably say he is. But he's not going to be able to connect to certain people in Birmingham. You are. What's Pshat? Lahavdil. Says the Ksav Kabbalah. What does it mean? Vayita lanu le'inayim. V'nira li. B'kavanas ha'mikra ki achareshi adata ofin chani yotena b'midbar. You were with us. You were full. You saw the Nisim. Just exactly like the Das Kanim said. Bazet ye lanu le'inayim le'idut b'fnei ha'umot. Now what? You can now speak in front of the foreign nations. You can be an APAC, right? You can literally speak to people. They're going to listen to your muster. They're going to take it, and then you're going to help them see the Ribbono Shalom. Why are you there? Why are they going to? Because you came from them. Because you were the Kohen Midjan. person from TABC will say, oh, Ner Leibman cares about Torah. Cool guy, cares about Torah, cares about tefillah, doesn't talk during davening. Wow. It's not only Rav Nevenstahl doesn't talk during davening. People from modern Orthodox religious Zionist backgrounds care about davening, care about being on time. It's not only the crazy from people. These are from normal people that care seriously about their religion. Psh, amazing. So the Havdil is the same idea here. Now you are that opportunity because you are a Kohen Midyan. Everybody knew about the miracles that happened in Nisyonot. Uvechol zot achrei bo'achal akarami titlo dot belokei haemet. That everyone said, wow, atayadati ki, you had said, ki kadol Hashem mikol Elokim. And now you could be that Eder Roeh to testify. And they're going to what? Not only they're going to listen to you, they're going to listen to you. They'll be, right? Somebody mentioned to me that that's why a lot of times these converts, right? You had it this year, the guy from the Philadelphia Eagles who converted and spoke to you, right? That these converts, because wow. These people saw certain things, and they're able to say, wow, the fame of Chelsea and the fame of the NFL is not it's not all it's made to be, right? As the year is going and you keep doing it, you'll see all the football players that you thought, whoa, and then you start hearing Brett Favre. You know, you haven't heard of this guy, Brett Favre from Green Bay Packers. The guy was a legend, but he literally, in his life, what did he do? He was three times in a drug clinic during that time. Yeah, three times during his playing career because he was so doped up. And I'm saying, oh, these are heroes. These are heroes. Oy, Shemirachim. Right? But that's Lahavdil. What we have over here is that Yitro, what Moshe was pleading with him is what? You can be that person who then can inspire the world. And therefore, I apply that to you guys now to make sure as we continue finishing up yeshiva, to remember that. Oh, look, there's so many rabbis. It's not true. Not true. You have a certain amount where you can influence other people. That's what we got to learn from this parsha. Shabbos.